So then we've got some trends and some numbers. And so apparently 2017, according to the analysts, was the high point in the last several years of retail bankruptcies. And I really think this tide, this change began, you know, 9 years ago at least, but it's been on the rise. And so 2017 was a high point. I think there was somewhere around 9,000 store closings. These statistics come from a Dallas Morning News article that was published when Mattress Firm, which was a Houston-based company, filed for bankruptcy. They filed in Delaware at the October end of last year of 2018. And so with the time this article came out, they were predicting that there would be about 7,000 store closure, or I guess, no, they were looking at 4,600, but analysts were predicting about 8,000 stores that would close, and they fell somewhere around that mark, some say a little more, but they didn't hit the 2017 numbers. And so here we are in 2019, and the statistics in 2019 are trending worse than 2018, and analysts are out about whether we're gonna get up and over the 2017 numbers. And really the biggest difference in that is the unknown impact of the tariffs on Chinese imports. So whereas prior to the imports coming on stronger and stronger, analysts were predicting like a 3-year rollout or drop off, I guess would be a better word to say, that of retail store closures. And the question mark is whether these tariffs are going to accelerate that process. And so if they do, there'll be a big crunch in getting these stores closed. And so what that's going to mean is there's going to be an increase in bankruptcies, you're going to see out-of-court workouts, and you might see an increase in receiverships, as one of the prior speakers was talking about. And this picture, this inset picture, is of Fred's, which is a company that has stores in small markets. I think they target towns with populations of 15,000 or less, like really small. But they had just moved a significant portion, if not all, of their headquarters to Dallas, and now they're in bankruptcy and they're going to be gone. So it's kind of an interesting one to watch to see what happens. There's a lot of angst among the employees and just different things that are going to happen with that case. So I'm watching it at least. So that's the rising tide. Now we have just some initial key considerations for people who work in the retail space, whether that's as a lawyer doing the deals, if you actually are a landlord, you represent landlords, or you're on the lending side yourself. And so I think the biggest thing that's happened in this rising tide is that there's been an increase in sophistication and nuance within the bankruptcies. So if you're like some lawyers who were heavily involved in bankruptcies at the start of 2007, 2008 that had to do with retail, there's some things that started to come up in those cases, and it's changed. This is a constantly changing landscape. So just when you think you've got it all figured out and how a bankruptcy case is going to work, you don't, because lawyers are incentivized to be creative, to try to save every penny, to try to help these cases reorganize or liquidate to provide some level of return. So you're seeing a lot of nuance, which means that you have to watch the cases very carefully at the front end in particular. So bankruptcies in general move very quickly. I came into the bankruptcy world as having been a litigator. And so I feel like I've seen both sides of the spectrum. Like when a lawsuit's filed, you typically have some time to understand what's going on. You get your answer date. There's a scheduling order. You know, there's a rhythm to a case. When a bankruptcy's filed, totally different. In that those first couple weeks of the case, it can feel like complete chaos if you're a lawyer representing or advising creditors, lenders, landlords, or whatever kind of creditor they are, because you're not in control of the process. And so I call bankruptcy court the mother may I court. Bankruptcy is a privilege in the United States, so while you don't have to qualify to be a debtor, once you file, Congress has a bunch of rules that you have to follow, and so you're in court a lot, especially at the first of the case. So we have these first day hearings, we have second day hearings, and a ton goes on in the span of usually about 3 weeks, the first 45 days. So that's like you blink your eyes and this case is fast forwarded. When it comes to retail bankruptcies, I feel like they're at light speed. So you talk about the Sears case, even Toys R Us. We've got this Fred's bankruptcy that I mentioned just filed. And those cases were trying to push significant events through in like 60-day time frame. So if you weren't watching that docket on a daily basis, you were going to miss stuff. And so this last thing I have about reviewing letters and notices timely is just this initial point that how the notice of the bankruptcy comes to the people who are in the landlord lender space can vary. And so oftentimes what happens is that the business guys are on alert because their contacts within the company are telling them that a bankruptcy is coming. And so, yeah, we're going to get this letter, and the letter's going to tell us they filed bankruptcy, and they've assured me that we got it all worked out. They've got some kind of a plan, and it's going to be fine. And so they might not reach out to their outside counsel for a couple weeks after the bankruptcy is filed. And depending on how big the case is, the lawyer on the outside may not be looking around for it necessarily, especially if their main point of contact is a finance lawyer, a real estate lawyer, what have you. So if you happen to get a notice, whether that's a formal bankruptcy notice or a letter that's telling you that this company filed bankruptcy, my initial tip would be just take notice, take a little bit of time to figure out what's going on, where they filed, reach out to a bankruptcy lawyer or real estate lawyers, at least the ones that I work with. We work well together. They understand what to look for initially to help stay on guard and stay ahead of things.